until my thighs ached. Holding that position with that thought cleared my mind enough to do something. Even if it was the wrong thing, it was something. His phone stopped moving in front of the building. He'd taken a cab. Deep breath. He had a small table by the couch. The top was made of cracked, tempered glass. There used to be a picture of me on that table. The dot on the map moved again. He'd arrived in the city at the crack of dawn, according to the tracking on his phone. I didn't know what he'd done during the past 2 days in Montauk. I tried not to think my worst thoughts. I'd considered positioning myself on my hands and knees when he arrived, sitting with my legs crossed, spread-eagled on the desk, standing like a lady, hiding in the closet. I figured it would come to me when I needed it. My strategy was set. My tactics were planned. I left room for inspiration in the minutiae. Even when I knew he was coming down the hall, I hadn't decided. I heard his voice outside the door. Eva's reply. Business. Did she tell him I was here? When the door swung open, I was standing by his desk, wringing my hands as if they were made of dough. He wore a gray suit I hadn't seen before. His shoulders seemed straighter than ever, and his green tie was knotted in perfect symmetry. He looked taller. He walked like royalty. As if he were unstoppable. As if breaking through obstacles was a waste of time. There were no obstacles. Not for him. Not for a master. I must have been a madwoman to walk away from him. He stopped 2 steps in, seeing me. Eva was right behind him, wearing an emerald green suit and shoes. By the way, she said, winking at me behind his back, Diana's here. I dropped my hands to my sides because my heart submitted, and I leaned all my weight onto one hip because my mind was petulant. Good morning. He looked me up and down. Good morning. I'll catch you when you're done, Eva said, backing out of the office. No, Adam commanded. Stay. This won't be long. He came to his desk. 9 steps. Big steps. I didn't move. Eva cocked her head slightly. Our gazes met, and she widened her eyes a little, letting me know she didn't want to run interference. Adam put his briefcase on the desk and snapped it open. How was your ride home?
Lonely.
Sorry, I cut off his meaningless, pat answer.
You should have been there fucking me.
His hand stopped. He tapped his briefcase twice, thinking. His lashes were closed curtains over his emotions. I continued while I had the upper hand. Eva being here isn't going to stop me from doing what I came to do. I put my hands on my jacket buttons, pushing the top one through the hole. He looked up just in time to see that I wasn't wearing anything but a bra under it.
You kids, Eva said. This is great fun, but I have a job.
The door whooshed open and clicked shut as she left. Adam's presence took up my entire world. I leaned on the desk next to him. My skirt rode up enough for the garter to peek out. I wanted him to tell me to do something, anything. Get off the desk, button your jacket, walk 3 steps, spread your legs, open your mouth. Too bad, I said, hands behind me, my jacket strained against the last button. I would have done whatever you asked in front of her. He took a few folders out of his briefcase and slapped them on the desk.
That's the problem, Diana.
What? That I'll do whatever you want?
Yes.
He closed the briefcase.
We have 2 more weeks. I'm sticking to the agreement.
The agreement's done. You win.
He slid the folders toward me. I didn't even look at them.
There were only contingencies if I quit. There's no contingency if you quit.
I put my hands together behind me and spread my feet. I was uncomfortable as hell, leaning back on the desk with my legs apart.
You get everything,
he said, eyes coursing around the arc of my body. His dick was hard.
I don't want everything. I want you.
Diana, I can't. I can't do this.
His body said,